Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. So many of you sent me a link to Del Bigtree's episode where he played some clips, some audio clips from my videos, and he mentioned my Substack. And he also said that he heard from so many of his millions of viewers who were concerned about this vaccine confidence bill that I analyzed in my on my show here. And you can see I did my first video 2 weeks ago called Why is Del Bigtree Promoting a Vaccine Confidence Law? And then I did a follow-up called Boy, Did I Ruffle Some Feathers. Because what happened is there were colleagues of Dell's that reached out to me asking why I was criticizing Dell publicly and why I didn't reach out to him privately with my concerns. So in this video, which I hope you'll watch, I explained that I did reach out to Del Bigtree. My team did a couple of months before I made this video. We never heard back. And we heard back from Aaron Siri just saying, we don't have time to answer your concerns. So I apply my critical thinking skills. That's what I excel in at The Healthy American. That's what I've been teaching you to do for the last 4 years. I call it reading between the lies. And what I did is I actually broke down the vaccine confidence bill. I never criticized Del Bigtree. I actually criticized the bill and I stand by my analysis. So Del Bigtree responded to my concerns and I'm grateful that he did. I love having an open exchange of ideas. What Del said was that people were actually not clever enough to understand his bill and that it was a Trojan horse meant to come in and pave the way for more vaccine testing. So I'm not in favor of vaccine testing at all. I'm certainly not in favor of testing childhood vaccines on children. Apparently, this is what Del Bigtree stands for. This is what RFK Jr. stands for. And I hope that you will watch Del Bigtree's episode 376, that he states that this bill does not override the other exemptions. So then why do we need it? That was one of my criticisms. We don't need more laws, and we certainly don't need a law that states that if a vaccine actually has been approved by the FDA after being tested for 1 year against a placebo or another vaccine, so there it is promoting the use of vaccines, it's also promoting confidence in the FDA. I've already broken down this bill in detail in two Substacks and in two videos. So I'm not going to do it again. The ICAN legislate group did put a couple of introductory paragraphs in response to my concerns and your concerns. It says, this bill would create an automatic exemption for every vaccine. Exemptions already exist. While it's true in certain states, the states are violating the law and they have passed illegal, unconstitutional laws to force your children into becoming human pincushions, you still can get exemptions. And I have helped hundreds of thousands of people stand up for their rights and not consent to these illegal requirements. Dell was also a little concerned that I said mandates don't exist. I stand by that. I would call this an illegal requirement. Only a court can mandate anyone to do anything, and that has to be in accordance with legitimate laws. He also stated that the bill would add this automatic exemption without removing any existing exemptions. So my question is, why do we need it? Especially a bill that has language that says there are no exemptions if the vaccine has been approved by the FDA. I want you to listen to this carefully. What this bill actually states is that there is no exemption for any vaccines that have been approved by the FDA after they have been evaluated for safety for at least 1 year. Okay, there's nothing mentioned about efficacy. And then it says that they have been tested against a control group with either a placebo or another vaccine. Thus, the bill is promoting the use of vaccines. I categorically am in opposition to that. It states that there is no exemption for a vaccine that has been approved by the FDA after 1 year of safety testing. And if the FDA posts on its website that the injuries and diseases that could be caused by the vaccine and the rate at which it occurs, the risk of permanent disability or death from the vaccine has been proven to be less than that caused by the infection it is intended to prevent, and that the vaccine's manufacturer has liability for the deaths or serious injuries. So Dell said that this is a Trojan horse, and it's so clever that the lawmakers will sign onto it because they want to make sure that there's enough safety testing of these vaccines. My friends, this has been the root of my concern from day one. I do not promote the safety testing of vaccines because people are harmed in the meantime. I certainly don't promote the testing of childhood vaccines. And when you watch Dell's show, he's going to show you a whole list of vaccines that have not been properly tested, as he says, on the childhood vaccine schedule. Childhood vaccines can only be tested on children. I am opposed to that. But he did say that we're not, I guess I'm not smart enough to understand his strategy. And then he states more than once, especially at around the 41 minute mark, that there are other vaccines that didn't go through proper safety trials. Okay, I don't care for this push for the safety testing of vaccines. How do you make poison safe? Then he said that around the 42 minute mark, that the lawmakers know that confidence in vaccines has dropped. And that's why he has a bill called Increasing Confidence in Vaccines. And then he says that the lawmakers, he actually said, sure, they believe in all the other vaccines. Okay, I don't like these phrases either. It's like a subliminal putting it out there. I don't believe in the other ones, and I don't know that the lawmakers believe in the other ones. Around the 42-minute mark, again, he talks about they need to be properly tested. Around the 43-minute mark, again, he speaks of safety testing. Around the 44-minute mark, he talks about safety testing again. So he wants safe vaccines, and I don't. I want my message, which has been out there for the last several years, that you have a right of no consent. It doesn't matter if they're safe. That's not the issue. The issue is that there can be no requirement or mandate, as Dell likes to call it. And then he closed out by saying, you know, the big bad WHO is going to come and lock you down, and something about climate change, and that the donations that go to ICANN don't go to the ICANN legislate. So he wants to assure everybody about that. And so that, there you have it. So I stand by my comments. We don't need a Trojan horse. We need no additional bills. I do not believe in promoting more long-term trials as Dell Bigtree does. We just have a different view on this. I do agree that it's fantastic to wake people up to the dangers and the harms of these cocktails, as I call them, because that's basically what they are. Who knows what's in them? A mix of something or another. We probably don't even know everything that's in there. But again, at the 38-minute mark, he said, you know, they need to have the proper safety trials. So no, I don't agree with that. Because what's going to happen next, Dell? Are you going to come out and say that all of these new cocktails have, according to the FDA, now been approved and they've had the safety trials? And then people are going to believe you when you tell them that they are safe? That's what's troubling to so many of my viewers as well. So let's continue the conversation, shall we? I love that more and more people are waking up to the harms of these cocktails. And more importantly, more and more people are understanding the concept of no consent, that the government has no right, the employer has no right, the schools have no right, your doctor has no right, certainly the WHO has no right to inflict any unwanted medical intervention upon anyone. That's what I built my platform on. And I'm grateful for you, Dell, listening in, and for all those that are standing with me as we stand for truth and we defend our freedoms and we march this all the way to heaven.